Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 30th of April. The Fruit of Unsanctified Behaviour. It is important to recognise that the Apostle Paul was writing to the church in Corinth when he directed those with an ear to hear to come out from among them and be separate. The them to whom Paul was referring were those in the Corinthian congregation who were unsanctified. They were not obedient from the heart to the form of doctrine to which they were being delivered. Rather, they were continuing to live according to their own understanding and the sight of their own eyes. Speaking to these people, Paul said, "Again, do you think that we excuse ourselves to you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, beloved, for your edification. For I fear lest when I come I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish, lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, that is, self-promotion, tumults, that is, instability, complexity, and agitation. Lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and I shall mourn for many who have sinned before, and have not repented of the uncleanness, fornication, and lewdness which they have practiced." Paul was detailing the fruit that is brought forth by those who are unsanctified. They are unclean on account of their disobedience and mixture. Significantly, he said that they had not come to repentance. Without repentance, we are unable to receive or exercise faith to live by the Spirit, who is the Spirit of adoption. In this state, our Christian life is a form of godliness without the power of new creation life. Again, Paul said, "From such people turn away." Notably, such people often demand attention from the messengers of Christ and from others in the body to ratify their own gospels, to excuse their mixture and uncleanness, and to verify their idolatrous projections. Their motive is the fear of death associated with condemnation and shame. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 19 to 21, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, Galatians chapter 3, verse 14, Romans chapter 8, verse 15, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 12.